This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got something! Watch me!
Yeah.
I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got stone.
I'm super bad.
Super bad.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I'm Superman.
And I'm super bad.
Feels so good. Got a move that tells me what to do. I think Trump's got a move that tells him what to do, and he knows the devil when he sees it. Devil doesn't want you to do good. He wants to trick you. He wants to run your life. God wants to empower you and see you grow. Let's go back to the epic speech of President Trump. Here it is.
We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success.
All connected.
We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny.
Now that's the key.
The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades...
Good pause. She's too big. This oath of office is an allegiance to you. No president. This is it. That's what he tells you personally and on air. I'm not going to let you down. I'm fully committed to you. I'm going to do the best I can. And he does it. And I can't believe how dumb the leftists were out on the trail. They don't think Trump brought any jobs back. When he was president-elect, he was already doing it. Let's go back.
Enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores, with not even a thought about the millions and millions of American workers that were left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world.
Which is what globalism admitted it was.
But that is the past. And now we are looking only to the future.
America first. Which means build ourselves up, be independent, then help others. Not have capitulation dictated to us.
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power.
America first.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Which means humanity first.
Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
All right, we're going to come back. So America first, which just simply means we won't be slaves to the globalists. We're going to come back, finish up with a speech. I'm going to detail how these big women's marches are openly run by the CIA that's hijacked by foreign powers. Can Trump clean up the CIA, or will he fail? All this and more straight ahead. Do you want the cancer cures? The question is up to you.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Set your feelings. You know it to be true.
Folks, we are impressed with Donald Trump and what he's done. He's a pro-human, pro-liberty president, and right as world government was openly being announced, like a phoenix out of the fire of hell, our republic is rising again. I want to finish up with his historic inaugural speech, January 20th, Friday, 2017. We're going to come back and get into the globalist counteroffensive, how they hope to enslave humanity. But he gets to the key points here about life extension technology and other technologies that are going to be deployed to the public. And I can tell you, many of these are suppressed. They're seen as disruptive. And it will be disruptive when people can easily live to 200. But that's the big secret. Let's go to it.
Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs.
The gang raping's over.
Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down.
He doesn't.
America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor.
We've been sabotaged.
We will follow two simple rules. Buy American and hire American.
If everybody else does, at our expense. The whole world government's built on us. It's admitted.
We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world. But we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine
as America before
to follow.
Yeah, America didn't need to take over them. We had the best.
We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism.
Which is cancer.
Which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth.
Huge. The left is totally allied with it. I was there. They admit like the Million Woman March was run by the Muslims.
The bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other.
That's right.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
That's right. Just because the left is doing all this anti-white stuff, people need to not buy into that. Unless you want these people to win, you better come together.
The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly,
but
always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Right. Well, they hate it. Come together for prosperity and treat people good, just be nice, and stop being a bunch of...
There should be no fear. We are protected. And we will always be protected.
That's the key, by God.
We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly,
God.
We will be protected by God.
Key. Brought God back in. Got to ask God for the protection. He just did it.
Finally, we must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving.
That's right. Innovation.
We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining, but never doing anything
That's
about
right.
it.
You let a terror attack happen, you lose your job. You deliver. You don't get more power when you screw up.
The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action.
Hour of action. Notice it's all Trump's done. We have the power. Humans can do anything.
Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done.
Tens of thousands
no
of years.
No challenge can match the heart
to
and
build
fight
to this point,
and
we have
spirit
everything now.
Of America.
The secrets of the atom.
We will not fail.
Genes, everything.
Our country will thrive and prosper again.
God gave us this.
We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow.
Hit pause.
A new net.
Back it up 10 seconds. I'm going to come back, finish it, and go to Emily Ann and for the rest to get into the counterstrike against all this with the brainwashing of women and turning the species against itself. That's how you kill fire ants or anything else. You turn the species against itself. We're going to end the ravage of disease. We're going to do all this. We have it. We've already done it. Folks, they already have it. It's admitted, okay? It's in major white papers. Not 100% cures, but in general, they've got it all. They're suppressing a ton of stuff. Back it up 15 seconds. I want people to hear this again. And Trump wants you to have that. He doesn't want to just go to Switzerland and get it for himself because he feels like crap getting that when you don't get it, like the Queen of England does. And he's like, okay, so well, there's about too many people. We'll just figure it out and do something in space. We're not going to do this. So let's go out to break. Here's President Trump. He's now president. I told you he'd be president.
We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our
division.
That's
right. The U.S. has all the secret technology.
It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers...
We're going to deliver this to everybody. America will fulfill the promise.
Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red...
We'll be back with the conclusion. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. Again,
the Alex Jones Show.
So Trump is delivering on every front, getting more intense as he becomes president, not selling out the constituents. Again, there's so much wealth on the planet. It's in all the big globalist books. They admit it. They want to make people poor. It's their own admission. And their argument is being wealthy hurts the earth. No, we just create clean versions of it, which they're suppressing. Leanne McAdoo is about to join me with the balance of the hour, looking at their counterstrike against all this. I was there. But first, let's finish up with President Trump's speech, where he's breaking down unlocking the secrets of the universe, which I can tell you, my father at UT in high school in the Plan 2 program, in the mid-60s, they had CD-ROMs and computers we didn't see till the 80s. They have suppressed technology 30 years behind. Trump knows it. He wants it rolled out to the public. This is the biggest issue. You want disclosure about all the secret technologies, the rest of it? They admit they're suppressing AI, you name it. You want a pro-human world and future? Donald Trump, let me explain something. People ask, is Trump real? Saying this destroys the enemy. The entire globalist program is against Trump right now and is in death throes. They're panicking everywhere. He got a standing ovation at the CIA. CNN said the CIA hated him. They said nobody showed up and showed a shot of the morning early before the gates opened. They said he took Martin Luther King's bust out and threw it in the street. It was right there. They are freaking out. I'll talk to Leanne in a moment, but here's the conclusion.
That it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget. That whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same almighty creator.
You know, Billy Corgan was Smashing Pumpkins a couple years ago. He said, Alex, the key of what you do is you talk about looking
so
up to the night sky.
Americans, in every city, near and far,
coming together
small
as humans.
And large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again.
Hit pause. Again, you say, oh, that's just hype. No, he's saying you little people have the power. You're powerful. Demand action. Demand the truth. It's like Bannon said, keep us honest, stay on us, help us, spur us. And he's saying, you have the power. Everything else is about, oh, you need us to be powerful. No, no, you come first. You are what dictates the destiny. All of us together. Let's finish the speech.
Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way.
Hey, pause again. Back in 5 seconds. What did I say in that promo video we were running for 2 weeks? I said, this is American destiny. We must take it, but we have to be good. We have to be loving. We have to come together racially, culturally. We have to do this. We are the power. And notice Trump saying it. He didn't get it from me. It's the truth. This is the true spirit of humanity that America was the greatest example of. And that's why the enemies and controllers are now making a joke out of themselves. Let's finish.
And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
And you understand the entire Globalist program is about making individuals disempowered, dependent. He's saying, no, you're the power. We're going to empower you. You're going to empower us. There's no way he's not real, because this message is like sunlight to vampires. This is the antithesis of the New World Order. Leanne, we're going to cover all this coming back. Your view as a woman of the supposed Million Woman March, which got damn close to it. I was there yesterday. And what they were saying and doing, I mean, they were so evil and horrible. It was like cartoonish what was happening. But I want to show how the CIA runs it, and Soros and the Muslims, a Muslim group literally was running it that would put you in a dungeon. I mean, this is
a Sharia law advocate.
One of the top ones. So, but overall, I don't know your view. I haven't talked to you. You got her 10 minutes ago at the studio. But I mean, what is your view of what you saw?
Well, you know, for me, I think obviously protesting is kind of a cornerstone of our republic. So I'm like, fine, go out there, do what you need to do. I feel truly like we are living in a dual reality with these people. Truly, the dimensions have split and we are superimposed on top of them, because we could listen to Donald Trump's speech and say, wow, incredible. This is this
all about unity.
It's we the people have the power back.
And like, he's even getting like white supremacists to stop being racist right now.
Right.
I mean, he's like, really, this is real. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, let's you know, walk it back a few months when he had the standing ovation at the RNC when he brought up gay people and said, look, it's time for the RNC.
Let's all love each other. The Republicans were all
the gate on the LGBTQ. No.
Hillary wouldn't even mention
standing ovation. They did not even cover that in the mainstream media, because they want to continue pushing this narrative that all of our civil rights are now at threat, that Donald Trump has been put in power. It's just total crap. And I was triggered this morning. I went to the gym, and I think I'm going to have to switch to the YMCA, because they have banned CNN from being played at their gym. But CNN was on, and they had the picture up side by side, the fake news photo with a, you know, 8:30 in the morning when they took the photo of the crowd and said, look, here's the inauguration.
Oh, I know. They're celebrating that no one showed up. They were beating people up so they couldn't get in.
It's total fake news.
I was personally punched repeatedly.
Yeah, and even CNN, they have a...
I couldn't get in at like 9. I had to go like 4 miles around. I got attacked there, couldn't get in. Everybody was on video live. I had to go like... So I barely got in. I didn't get my seats like right up at the front.
Right, well, they would have 40 people across, six rows deep, locking people off with like a human chain, saying, this entry is blocked, this entry is blocked.
And the weird thing is, it was Black Lives Matter. They were almost all white. They'd punch me and say, you're a white male, F you.
Right.
And it was so racist.
Right. Well, and then also, too, I was seeing tons of signs at the Women's March, you know, posted all over social media about how white women voted for Trump. Don't forget, it's white women's fault. You know, and then you have these conservative, pro-life women who wanted to be a part of the march, and they were excluded from it. This isn't about women and equality and a women's march. This is a total...
Well, I want to get your view on this, because, I mean, I got to say, they were so comically evil, hateful, and the men were the most beta, like zombies, like reanimated corpses, like 85 pounds, stumbling around in huge black circles, drooling. No, I'm serious. Something sucked your soul.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard.
It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting.
In my cold cell. When the bell.
Reflecting on my past life. I mean, here I am, and let's be honest, we at this show have changed the world. And I'm more humble than I was 20 years ago. And at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. I mean, they are openly saying they want to kill me. They're saying, shut us down. I still have love for these throngs of people that they were defeating me not in the way they thought. As thousands of women every few minutes went by me screaming, F you, hope you die, fascist, Nazi. And I'd try to talk to him. It was all on Facebook mentions, millions watching. They wouldn't talk. They just screamed, I was the enemy, and then go, Trump not hate, or hate not Trump, and all this crazy froth. And I was just like trying to talk, and they wouldn't humanize me. They wouldn't speak to me. They wouldn't listen to me. When the whole corporate world government is against Trump in America, they couldn't see because they thought MSNBC and ABC was God. And now I see the mainstream media and the attacks on America and nationalism and a global system that's supposed to destroy national sovereignty going into high gear. What haven't they learned from their defeats, Leanne?
Well, it's just surreal watching the media. The mainstream media is absolutely still trying to delegitimize Trump. In every single move, once he called them out on that fake photo they were using to pick on his crowd size, that became their whole thing. And so they're still...
They're like, why are you complaining we said no one showed up? Or
yes.
They're like, oh, he got rid of Martin Luther King. They're like, no, I didn't. Here it is. Well, just shut up. Quit bitching.
Yeah, how dare you?
They hate the fact he calls them. They go, he's obsessed with himself. Yeah, the truth. Every time you lie, he counters you.
Exactly.
He's got more energy than all of you. They can't stand it. I'm going to say, I'm 43. I got more energy, I thought, than anybody. Trump's me. And yeah. It's not a Trump ass-kissing contest, Leanne. It's starting to get spooky.
No, here's the thing is, when I was at the gym and CNN was on and I just saw the picture up there, I didn't even stop to watch it. I just got so angry because I was in my mind. I'm thinking people only get there are people out there that.
Yeah, in fact, I meant to give this to the crew. If we don't do it today, we'll show it tomorrow. They showed like 8:30 the shot with no one there and said, right. Look, no one showed up. Meanwhile, it was a record crowd of like 1.8 million. I mean, it's just like God. I guess we thought they'd be discredited. They go away. No, they're now like. We're discredited. Let's just say the moon's made of cheese.
Well, and just to prove that they used a photo from earlier in the morning.
Yeah, guys, just Google left runs with fake photo. There it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they did.
You have the meme. So I saw this photo that was out at about, you know, when I got here about 9 o'clock the other day. And I went on at 10:30 and told David Knight, I said, watch, they're going to use this photo and say that Donald Trump doesn't have a crowd there.
You knew it.
They're already pushing this. And it's right there on the record at 10:30. And then a little bit later, I said, look, sure enough, there it is. They tweeted out the photo when their own gigapixel photo that they have shows a huge crowd. But yet they're still going to roll out that picture today and say, Donald Trump says we're lying, but here's the photo proof. And that's what makes me so angry is that there are people out there that only get their news from CNN and they truly believe this alternate reality.
Oh, I was telling these women. They're like, oh, Trump didn't bring jobs back. And I'm like, Chrysler, Ford, Carrier, Foxconn. And they were just like, liar. And then they would go, F you, white male. It was all white women. And I was like, that's so racist.
Well, then you get back to the real world. There's actually a video up on the Drudge Report about this woman who was on the plane and she's, you know, flying out of D.C., talks to the person next to her. Did you come here to protest or to celebrate? And he's, you know, just polite. So once she finds out he was there to support celebrate democracy, she starts going after him, saying, well, I'm entitled to get drunk and puke on your lap. You make me sick. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't even use the armrest. Move. I'm going to make, you know, just totally being, you disgust me. You're a bigot. Get off this plane. And he's like, well, ma'am, the very definition of bigotry is disparaging someone prior to knowing them simply by their beliefs and opinions. And she's like, no, you get out, trying to force him up. And the stewardess shuts her down and says, ma'am, you don't have the right to kick this guy off the plane or to force him to move seats. And then she ended up kicking this old lady off the plane. So it's
I got to be honest with
you. World, you
that's what I'm saying. I was there. I don't know if you saw the live feeds.
Yeah.
They were just like.
We run this world now. You get off the plane.
It was like I didn't exist.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's the thing. You know, I'm glad that you brought that up because I feel like. We could all be really tempted to attack them in the same way that they are treating us.
No, they're victims. They're
it's not, you know.
A lot of people are getting a cult. They're like getting somebody out of like a major cult.
Exactly. I feel like Pence did a great job in the debate when you saw how that was, I forget his name, the Grinch, Hillary Clinton's VP, Tim Kaine, how he was trying to really just egg him on with all this buzzword crap. And he just calmly was like, you know, come on, let's just, I feel like that's how we need to respond to these people, just bringing them the facts and not falling for their bait because it's total crap. It's delusional. It's not in reality.
No, I agree. But what do you think happens as we start restoring prosperity? bringing people together. What do they do next? Because
exactly.
They are just hysterical.
How do you resist prosperity? How do you resist freedom? That's why I feel like I hope Donald Trump just kind of...
That's a good bumper sticker. How do you resist freedom?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's like I really hope Trump...
How do you resist your birthright? How do you resist something so obviously... Because my gut's never wrong.
Right.
And I didn't like Trump before because I thought I liked TV. And I was like, ugh, Trump. But my gut says Trump, Trump, Trump.
Exactly.
Everybody's like, why are you liking Trump? I go, my gut says it. And thank God, in the last 2 years, I started following my gut. I just, God, they want to kill him, though. I've never admired somebody like this. It's like, I actually feel embarrassed how much I admire him, but he just keeps doing everything right.
I'm curious.
That was such an inclusive, loving speech.
And we were all wondering, just waiting for them, for the mainstream to get back to their little computers and type up their story, like wondering how are they going to tear his speech apart and make it bad. And he's
they said it was ominous and scary. It was the opposite.
Yeah, someone said it's reminding me of the night.
We're going to unlock the diseases and cure people. Oh, it's so scary.
Yeah, he's reminding me of the anti-Semitic speech. You know, just what speech were you listening to? What? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love he's anti-Semitic.
Right.
When he wants to move the Israeli U.S. consulate from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all made up crap because they know the average liberal doesn't know that, like, Jews were dancing in the streets.
Yeah, when Obama was, like, the most hostile president to Israel.
I know.
Yeah,
it's all upside down.
It's crazy. Like, we are typically the ones checking the government. We would typically be there going, oh, Trump, making fun of his every move and, like, checking him and call. But it's Wally World.
Spicer comes out and gives a press conference, and it's, like, all true. And he was, like, all moral authority and hitting him and being honest. I was like, what is going on?
We are living in Lala. It's crazy. I'm curious how you felt, though, just being out there. I know you kept kind of breaking down. We saw you on the live feed.
I just felt really bad.
20 years. But this is 20 years.
When they would march by and say, F you, you're a racist.
Yeah.
And you hate women when I don't. Just flipping me off. It was like a cult.
Mm-hmm.
It was hundreds and hundreds of women an hour. I mean, F you. I mean, we ran into fans, too. Every other Trump supporter was an info warrior. But I would try to say, no, Edward Bernays, the CIA, it's to hurt the... It would just go, F you.
Oh, well, and then one of the big things they were doing was putting on hijabs to show their...
Oh, I saw that. It's like, how dare you bigot be against Islam when it totally enslaves women? And I wasn't even bringing up Islam at first.
It's a symbol of oppression. It's a symbol of that, you know, when you want to practice Sharia law or whatever.
Leanne, if you want to come to work, we're going to put a bag over you.
Yeah, it's like you have to be submissive.
Can you imagine if I would have said those? I should do that. Like, I have a bag then. Can we put this over your head? No. Yeah. Be like, oh, you're trying to rape me.
Yeah.
It was, they're in a cult, man.
It's like, no.
I noticed, like, Muslims, I said this yesterday on the video live, were, like, running it. It's in the news now that it's Women's March organizers.
Yeah, one of the leaders.
It's one of the top Sharia law, cut women's genitals off, put hoods on their heads.
It was actually on the...
Yeah, we got video of that. There was women, hundreds of them, holding those signs.
Right.
We the people, Sharia law.
So
now being a slave as a woman against me, who just spoils women, now I'm bad.
Right.
I don't want to put a hood on their head.
No, the girl, I believe her name, the woman, Linda Sarsour, I believe.
I've got the article right here.
She was on Rachel Maddow before this march talking about it, saying... You know, 22 states in this country don't allow Sharia law. They don't allow us to practice our religion. It's like, no, sure, you can practice Islam, but Sharia law is...
You're not going to take a newborn girl and cut her genitals off.
It's a tenet of the religion. It's kind of an aside. So it's like, here's...
Oh, yeah, they're using our freedom to ban it.
And here's our constitution, you know, version of it. And it's like, no.
No, it's liberal women saying the West that empowers women has enslaved them in my face, hating me.
The thing that's wrong is it's not 50 states that don't allow Sharia law. 22.
Well, it's classic Stockholm syndrome. So spoiled, they want to be slaves.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Final segment. Liam will join me again tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, with the rest of the great crew for the weekday show, because I want her to be able to get through all she wants to talk about, because I was frustrated as a man. I can't imagine a woman. I'm just saying, if you're a woman, you're for Hillary, you're for George Soros. It is so crazy. But speaking of Gloria Steinem, I remember hearing Rush Limbaugh when I was a senior in high school, like 1992. She, Gloria Steinem, in her new book, admits that she was CIA and it was meant to break up the family and take control of things for social engineering. So I went home because I knew my mother had seen that book on the coffee table like a month before. And I picked it up and flipped to where Rush had said, and there it was. So I'd mentioned that many times over the years, and I would get emails and the news would say, you can look this up. Jones claims the CIA ran the feminist movement. Yeah, they did stuff like almost no women smoke cigarettes. How do we get up to worldwide? Well, just say it's feminist to smoke cigarettes, Edward Bernays. We got articles on that. In fact, tomorrow I'll do more on this, but you guys pulled up some of the articles for me. There it is. The torches of freedom is what they called it.
Here we go, right?
Your husband won't let you smoke cigarettes. The point is, smoke one if you want. They just said, be a woman, be cool.
Torches of freedom.
Because they targeted women. Hitler did as well. And then the next thing was, you know, Edward Bernays and all this other garbage about going after the family, breaking it up, and then Gloria Steinem and Miss Magazine and the CIA and Ugly Art and Break Down the Family, it's all there. So today I said, hey, Google her book, and Nico Acosta, our head producer, goes, no, look, this is 60 Minutes in the 60s. And so I was like, whoa, this just went up a little while ago. Here's part of it where she talks about the CIA and the foundations wanted to work with her. Again, it's not about empowering women. It's about making you totally poor, turning men into betas, and ending society. Here it is.
Gloria, at the festival, you worked for the Independent Research Service.
That's right.
Well, exactly when did your own association with the CIA start, and in what fashion? Did they come to you, or did you go to them?
In 1958, when I came home from India, I discussed with student leaders, past and present, many of them active with the National Student Association, this kind of small foundation to encourage Americans to go. They thought it was a good idea, too. I was then told by foundations and professors and friends that I should not do this, that I would get in trouble with the House Un-American Activities Committee, the American Legion, all of those.
Those are still battling this.
50s people. And I became convinced that it was impossible. It was at that point that the student leaders said to me that they had in the past received funds for international programs from the CIA and that they felt that this was important and could also be partly funded by the CIA.
Let's stop right there.
Did you feel it?
Miss Magazine, the mainstream media, all of it, not to empower women, but to totally enslave women. And look at the statistics today, illegitimacy, it's all collapsing. The illiteracy, it's all there. Leanne, it's crazy that this is in her book,
mm-hmm.
and I can pull up the articles where they said it didn't exist. Now we have her on film.
Right. Yeah, I remember doing a big report about this and just cultural Marxism and where it really all started, and it wasn't about empowering women to get them in the workforce. It was about creating new tax income, new slave workers, breaking up the family. I mean, this is a whole big plan that, as we can see, Gloria Steinem has been a part of it for decades. And, you know, women just think that it's their, we are ripping away their rights, their freedom.
And they think making men, it's like we're in competition with men.
Right.
Men already are 40% of the college graduates. It's all, don't worry, men are gone. There's no men left. It's all over. Everything's wrecked. It was all literally, I have in Endgame 2.0, all the documents where they admit everything, the chemicals in the mm-hmm. water to end men. It's really bad.
Well, here's the thing that's really infuriating to me is that women are always kind of at the front lines when there's any kind of a movement, civil rights, this and that. But who's going to speak up for them when they're obsolete? Because if you look at the cover of National Geographic magazine and it's like the gender revolution, they have a man, they have a transgender man, a bi-gender woman, a transgender woman, a transgender woman, and then some other thing.
That's very astute, what you just
woman.
Said. That's what you just
no
said is so astute.
Actual
in Charlotte Isserby's document she released from as the head of the Department of Education. She was the number two in it. And this is in the 80s. They say it's Brave New World, 1932. The plan is no gender, all test tubes. So, of course, they get women to go, oh, men are your enemy. You're the main target because women are the species. Everybody's a girl when they're first embryonic.
Right.
And then the genetics chooses to make a male to defend the women.
But you're just your heterosexual female woman, not represented at all on there. A woman who is just your typical woman who wants to love a man and start a family. And you're unnecessary. You're not a part of the gender revolution. I mean, to me, that is insane. Like, women fight
almost
on Twitter. They're like, don't talk about your period because not all women have vaginas. Like, I'm sorry, what? You're going to just...
It's all about an attack on the species. It's all about a shutdown of the species, Leanne.
Right.
I want to show a clip here because this is... Come back tomorrow. You promise for an hour?
I promise.
Because this is so huge. Again, I'm going to show you all... I have them all here. We printed them all up. This is all declassified. And I want to play a clip, though, of one of our reporters there in D.C. yesterday. At the Women's March, and there's dozens of hours of this with our four or five reporters that were there, including myself, and they would say, hey, Saudi Arabia is who really funds Hillary. And they would say, oh, no, Donald Trump's the one that got that funding. And then we kind of moved on. But the point is he got zero money from Saudi Arabia that literally enslaves women. And that's what's so crazy. They're bitching at the West that was about mean, the whole West is about worshiping the goddess. Let's just get down to brass tacks. The entire Magna Carta, Western government, the whole Renaissance is about empowering women. We're the place that empowered them, and now they're like there with Islamic Jihad wearing hoods on their heads saying, you're a white male or you're a Westerner, F you. So this is total victims worshiping their abusers. Here it is.
What do you think about countries like Saudi Arabia that totally oppress women and stone them to death for, you know, having sex outside of marriage or for any little thing that they do? What do you think about that? I think it's absolutely horrible. It's outrageous. And I think that all women deserve the, like, their human rights. We that in every single country, within every single nation, we all deserve the same rights. We all deserve respect, and we all deserve to be treated exactly like men are treated. Maybe even like we're not asking for special services. We're asking for, like,
did you guys support Hillary Clinton?
Well, did you know that Hillary Clinton took millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia for her campaign? She raised millions of dollars for her campaign, and compared to what Donald Trump raised, like, incomparable. He used the money that he raised to pay for a portrait in his home, which I think what Hillary Clinton did is amazing, and it's a shame.
All right, so these same women don't know she raised 50 times the corporate money Trump did, literally. Mm-hmm. That Saudi Arabia gave no money. They just say, oh, a portrait. Oh, he had no crew. He had no audience. Saudi Arabia loves me. This is upside down world, Liam.
It's absolutely flipped, inverted reality. We are dealing with people who are living in a dual reality, and we have to remember that. That's why it feels
crazy. How do women look under Islam versus with Trump? Women are like on a pedestal with Trump. How are they with Islam?
Well, they're oppressed. Just by nature, you are the underclass. You can get stoned for being raped. You can get thrown in jail. If you're the victim of rape...
They do that. You get raped and you report it because rape is ubiquitous. You are killed.
And then you've shamed your family so they can, you know, honor kill you.
Or acid on your face.
Right. I mean...
Yeah, what kind of dad kills their 10-year-old daughter because a bunch of thugs rape her? I'll go kill those people. I'm not going to kill my daughter.
Yeah, it's your fault. You know, because you didn't cover your hair or you let your ankles show in public. So, or you went out to the grocery store by yourself without your male escort.
Let's just say it. Modern Islam, particularly, is about covering the sun that is women. It's all about just putting a bag over the most beautiful thing there is.
Well, women in the West have more rights than anyone. We're more free than any other country. Men have less rights than us, frankly. We have it great here. So the fact that you have all these women out there in just a total... Wally World.
I'm understanding this. Look at chivalry. It's all about women are on a pedestal.
Let me open the door for you. And yeah, someone will say, oh, well, that's because they assume that I'm just weaker. And I'm like, no, obviously I can open up a door, but I really appreciate it when a guy's like, here you go, woman. Like,
what it says is men are ready to die for their family.
Exactly. And I mean, that to me is one of the reasons why I'm...
Instead, in Islamic countries, they use the women and children for bombs because they don't matter. Only men matter.
Exactly.
And it's a total inversion. It makes me sick.
Yeah. No, you're so right with that. And that's where... What happened to the honor with honoring the fact that men would put their lives on the line for their family, but now it's that, oh, you're so pathetic, you can't even buy the right cereal at the grocery store. Oh, I'll do it myself.
Every show is about how dumb men are.
Right.
And we've been made pathetic. The average man just doesn't know what to do. They're totally collapsing. It's sick. Leanne, great points. What an amazing broadcast.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.